Thank you very much, Vera. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the press conference. My name is Geraldine Scullion, and I'm the legal director of the European Roma Rights Centre. The European Roma Rights Centre supported the 18 applicants in this case to bring their complaint of discrimination to the European Court of Human Rights in the year 2000. Yesterday's victory has taken a lot of commitment from everyone involved in this case. The activists supporting the families, the NGOs that supported the work, the lawyers, but especially the families themselves. It is a very difficult thing for a small group of Roma families to take on a case of this significance against their own government and win it. It is a huge achievement for these families who, through their courage and determination, have forged a path for others to follow, and I congratulate them. The European Roma Rights Centre is supporting other legal challenges to the widespread practice in Central and Eastern Europe of educating Roma pupils in schools for children with learning disabilities. This is a practice which was acknowledged by the European Court to be widespread, not just in the Czech Republic, but in other countries. The placement of Roma in these schools is a result of discrimination. Their placement there is often semi-automatic, or it is based on racially and culturally biased tests which don't properly evaluate the children's education ability. Across Europe, Roma children are approximately 15 times more likely than other children to be placed in special schools. In Ostrava, where this case originated, Roma children were 27 times more likely to end up in special schools. And because of the lower standards of education and the stigma of being branded as mentally retarded, children are condemned never to achieve their potential and develop their talents for the benefit of the whole of society. The European Roma Rights Centre is delighted with this judgment, which clarifies that this practice amounts to unlawful, indirect discrimination. And we intend to use the principles that it sets out to ensure that another generation of Roma children are not denied access to a decent education, which will equip them to take a full and active part as citizens in Europe.